The Vikings training camp in Mankato has been filled with many traditions over its 52-year history. Some of those traditions are steeped in legacy, while others are, well, a little juvenile in nature. When rookies reported to camp last month, a tradition of the latter was carried out by each of the Vikings' first-year players. They wore youth backpacks with Disney and superhero themes, the kind of backpacks you wouldn't expect to see Vikings players wearing. Third-round draft pick Pat Elflein was a good sport as he donned his Frozen-themed bag at this photo shoot after he arrived. The offensive lineman was all smiles, knowing that it was all for a good cause. After toting the bags around Mankato, the rookies passed along their backpacks that were now autographed and filled with school supplies to local students. Elflein gave his backpack to a 9-year-old Vikings fan who got a chance to meet the guys and snap a few pictures. For the Vikings rookies, training camp is a time to interact with fans and build team chemistry. But it's also a time to impress the coaches in order to gain playing time in the regular season and to help an offensive line that saw its fair share of shakeups last season.
So we wanted to be aggressive to go up and get Pat Elflein. He is a tone setter up front. He can play center, play guard. What we're trying to do is get more physical up front, and the one thing that this kid brings is physicality to our offensive line. So I think today, the two things we accomplished, so the one thing I know we accomplished, we got a lot better in the run game than when we were a year ago.
I couldn't be more excited to come here and help the team any way I can. You got to be physical, you got to be nasty, and you got to bring it every play to be able to run the football, especially on the offensive line.
The rookie center spent his college days playing at Ohio State, where he played across the offensive line before winning an award given to the top center in the nation.
Playing a lot of big games, big stages, so learning how to really focus and play under a lot of pressure. Having experience all over the line, I feel like will help just because you need to have guys that can do multiple things. And I have previous experience doing that, so I feel like that's just something that I definitely took away from Ohio State.
Despite his collegiate success, Pat knows he'll need to be ready for the next level of competition.
That first meeting, going over the plays, that was my kind of welcome to the NFL moment. Especially being center, you have to be able to use your brain and use it quickly, be decisive. So that was my first welcome to the NFL moment. And then obviously the speed of the game is another notch up. So just adjusting to all that so far has been the biggest challenge.
Elflein will turn to his veteran teammates to learn the ins and outs of the NFL. Fellow Buckeye Alex Boone is someone Pat has already turned to for advice.
He's a great leader and a leader of the room, so it's awesome to be able to learn from someone like that, especially as a rookie, and to try and be like them on the field. So it's awesome to have an older veteran that you know and that is a great football player. We're both Buckeyes, and we're proud of that, so... it's cool to be, on the line with someone that I grew up watching when I was a little kid, being the left tackle at Ohio State and getting to play with him is pretty cool.
The rookie will have to impress coaches to win a starting role on the rebuilt offensive line, but there's no doubt this rookie is ready to prove his worth.
Oh, it's going to be electric. It's going to be one of the best atmospheres in the NFL, so I can't wait to be a part of it.